last episode, I was talking about how I wrote something about a hangover that is kind of related. And I don't do them much these days. I've still got a croaky voice. Oh, I've been in the country for a few days. And I thought I'd have some beers and some wine, which is a bad idea. I hadn't drank in about a month or so. Because I can't do it as often as I like to, or when I could in my 30s or whatever. I can't write for shit on it either, but it's relaxing. It stops a busy mind. It's kind of a cheat way of doing it. I woke up the next day yesterday and just was like, it's maybe the worst hangover I've ever had. It was because I'm not piss fit, as they call it. It was like I was like down the deepest, darkest hell realm, where I was contemplating mortality, wondering what the fuck am I doing with life? Why am I wasting it with this bullshit writing and constantly making shit? I felt like I was on this stupid treadmill. I felt like I'd turned what I love, which is writing and ideas, into a bullshit rat race job, and that I was killing it off slowly. And yet, here I am in the country with the most beautiful, relaxing vibe ever, yet I was inside my own little hell in my head. It's kind of ridiculous. So this is day two of a hangover. Well, it's not as bad as yesterday. I'm 80% recovered, two big sleeps later. And I'm ready to kind of do the world again. But it reminded me yesterday, the hangover did remind me that you pull yourself apart. Every single little piece of you is pulled apart, and you're all broken into a thousand little pieces on the ground, scattered, and you're nothing, and you're armourless. And I remember feeling bits of this, like winds of this, in my 20s. I wasn't sure who I was still trying to work out who I was. And it makes me have more sympathy or empathy. I don't know what the word is. I hate both of those words. But for people in their 20s, it's fucking hard. You're really searching for identity. You're scrambling to put yourself back together, or put yourself together as an adult. Because you're kind of who you are at the age of 14, 15. I was kind of like a shy kid. And I still am, but I've learned all these things to get me through the world. I can act not shy if I have to, like doing this stage live show thing. I'll do it reluctantly, but I'm shy. But yeah, I've learned these bullshit things so I can just put them on, take them off again. But yeah, it reminded me of just moments in my 20s where I was like, oh my God, who the fuck am I? Who am I in this stupid world? What is this? And it makes me think about just the identity politics and all that sort of stuff going on at the moment for the last 5-7 years or whatever. And it's just it's like a new advanced way of trying to quickly work out who you are without much soul searching. Oh, maybe not. I don't know. That's probably untrue. But yeah, it made me have a weird like, oh, okay, don't be too hard on the new ways that 20-year-olds decide to work themselves out. If that's what they've got to do, that's what they've got to do. I feel like I'm having an old man crisis of going, just leave the generation 20 years below me to themselves. They're working it out in their own way. But yeah, what tripped me out the most is the hangover reminded me of what it felt like to be 20 again, and how once upon a time in my 20s I looked up to a lot of artists in their 40s and 50s, because it felt like they knew what was going on. They knew how to deal with life. They were kind of a lighthouse to me, like Michael Looney was in his like early 50s when I was in my 20s, and he made me feel like it's okay, don't stress. And now I find myself in that weird situation where I'm that weird person in my fucking late 40s, early 50s, and getting beautiful emails from people saying thanks, Darby, and stuff like that. But the hangover reminded me what it felt like to just feel absolutely lost and go, holy shit, I'm lost in this world. Even if it was just for a day, it was amazing perspective to feel like, holy shit, this is how I felt sometimes in my 20s, more often anyway. So there's an endless emptiness inside us all, and we kind of cover it with all these things like politics and names and who we are, and it sort of fixes us for a little while. But then I figure you get to the end of life and you start working out, holy shit, that's rubbish, none of it's real, and it's scary to pull that off, pull all that costume of ourselves off. And that's what a fucking brutal hangover does. It pulls all the costume of yourself off, and you're staring down this vertigo fucking black hole. It's fucking nuts. But it was like, I don't want to say I'm thankful for it, but it is a really brutal reminder for me of how fucking... Who the fuck am I? I'm kind of a no one. We're all fucking no ones. We're just spirits. It's kind of beautiful and scary at the same time. We're just pieces of music, and we just sing to each other. Almost the words are bullshit, but the sound and the energy and the vibe of our words are the songs that we sing to each other. Like kind of like birds. Maybe it's why, as I get older, I'm more interested in birds. They kind of fascinate me. And it's a thing that I've noticed with a lot of old people. They all of a sudden get into bird watching. Like I remember Bill Oddie from The Goodies. All of a sudden he just became a bird watcher in his 40s. Up until now, he's like in his 80s. And he's still this avid bird watcher. But there's so many birds around Walhalla, where I'm staying in the country. It's fucking... it's beautiful. The only way to calm myself down... when I was playing this, just relaxing 632 hertz music or whatever it is, and it was the only thing that sort of helped put me back together for the worst hangover that I've ever had in my life, mixing beer and wine, which is a stupid fucking thing to do. But it also makes me appreciate being in my late 40s, kind of in the sense that I know who I am. I forget that I feel strong. I forget that generally, you know, without the bullshit of a hangover, I know who I am, I know what I'm doing. And I also know what I don't know what I'm doing as well, but I'm more confident in not knowing what I'm doing, as opposed to in my 20s when I wasn't confident in knowing what I was doing. It was kind of scary. It was much scarier. But yeah, this whole process of pulling yourself apart and putting yourself back together with all these weird, fucked up psychic scars of a fucking dumbass hangover, a weird little horrible guru, as I called it in the video I made about it a few weeks ago. Felt like after yesterday I was going, oh, Darby, careful what you wish for, putting out videos like that. But yeah, in a hangover, I almost want to pull off every single piece of evidence, every footprint I've ever left online. Like, I still posted some stuff yesterday, but it was almost like the opposite of what I wanted to do. But unfortunately, because it's my business and my way I pay bills and stuff, that's what I had to do. But in that moment, I was desperately trying to piece myself together, and I needed all the energy of who I was or who I remembered I was. And to do that, it almost felt like I needed to delete every single bullshit instance of me online, on social media. I felt like it was kind of an energy that was sucking up and vampiring off my ability to put myself back together. It was weird. It's a weird feeling. But yeah, I guess there's always trade-offs in my 20s. I was still trying to work out who I was, but I was much fitter. And yet in my late 40s, you know, I'm getting older. I can start to feel the stupid pains in my body here and there sometimes. They're not terrible, but I know who I am. So the trade-off is I'm more confident in what's going on and who I am, yet the body is going, ah, fuck you, Darby. Too bad. But, yeah, it's weird. It's all a weird trade-off. But, yeah, it did remind me of sometimes I can be a bit cynical about generations 10, 20 years younger. And it reminded me of, I did the same thing in just a different way. And, yeah, there's no lessons. I can't turn everything into a lesson. That's like what I kind of hate about the world as well. Everything has to be turned into a fucking lesson. It's almost like a way of commodifying something, but in a different kind of way. I have to turn everything into a fucking lesson. Anyway, if you feel like it, I'd love if you left a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening to this. Ta.